and the Remuneration Authority says determining pay rises for MPs is about fairly matching the job market rather than deciding whether they deserve it or not. Yesterday, the authority announced politicians' pay will be just over 10% higher by the end of 2026. The Prime Minister says he'll give the extra pay to charity, while the Labour leader, Chris Hipkins, disagrees with the opposition leader being served a smaller increase than cabinet ministers. The Remuneration Authority chair, Jeff Summers, spoke to me earlier and said the pay rises bring politicians in line with jobs with similar responsibilities.
We looked at two surveys, and at the pay rate where we finally met the responsibility level being similar, there was, I think, 700 jobs in one survey and 900 in another, something like that. Those big, substantial commercial surveys, so they were fairly good sample sizes, yeah.
This is the first full review of salaries in 2 decades.
That's correct.
Why has it taken so long to look at this in a bigger picture?
10 years ago, or nearly 10 years ago, in 2015, the Parliament at the time changed the law and made it for MPs that they stopped using the criteria that are in the law, and they put a formula in the law. Now, that was in for about 4 years, and that formula had a flaw in it, and the pay rises were higher than they were in the sort of general marketplace. So that's when the Ardern government changed the law again, got rid of the formula, and then brought in a one-year pay freeze. So while the formula was there, we couldn't do a review. We couldn't do a review during that one-year pay freeze. And then, of course, COVID was in, and we simply invoked what we call Section 18A, which allows us to give a zero pay increase for the following 3 years, which we did. So we couldn't do a review there either. So really, this was the first opportunity we had to do a proper full review.
You've obviously decided that, through your analysis, that MPs deserve a pay rise. Yeah. Why do they deserve a pay rise?
We decided that the law says we have to establish fair relativity with pay being provided elsewhere. So we looked for elsewhere, we found a match for the levels of responsibilities, and then we say that's the pay they should get. So it wasn't a preconception that they deserved a pay rise. If that matching analysis to the market had shown that they were ahead of the market, we wouldn't have given them one. So there was no preconception about that. We found the match in the marketplace, and that's what we put the pay at.
How do you match the leader of the opposition and the pay there? It seems to be different than it has in previous times.
We have for quite a long time heard from, you know, parties that are in opposition that they don't believe the leader of the opposition is their leader under an MMP environment. So the current status of the leader of the opposition as far as pay is concerned, which is the same as a cabinet minister, that was set in 1978 first time up, and, you know, that was the first past the post parliament. Things have changed, and we think probably now the leader of the opposition is probably a bit further ahead of other party leaders than it should be. So we've made a minor change, and we're going to look at that in more depth next time.
That's Jeff Summers, the Remuneration Authority's chair, talking about MPs' pay rises.